This is Jim Pruitt, and you listen to another episode of the Farm So Hard podcast.
So I farm so hard, employees want to find me, and then want to hire me. What's 100K to a guy like me? Could you please remind me? Farm so hard, this ain't easy. Working late nights, you best believe me. A grades can only go ace. Never want to see another B unless I'm Jay-Z. Farm so hard.
What's up, fam? Your host, Jim Pruitt, a.k.a. Farmed in the ED, and I'm bringing you the first episode of the Farm So Hard Ambulatory Care Podcast. We're super excited to be growing the Farm So Hard Network and getting the smartest and the best people in the world to come bring you pharmacy through their lens. It's been an honor and a pleasure to do all the back work, but I'm super excited to bring to you guys our new hosts, the people that's going to be sharing this world view about ambulatory care pharmacy and just outpatient pharmacy in general. Or what do you think you know about ambulatory care pharmacy? So I'm super excited to just announce these people. And I don't want to do too much more talking. I want to let them introduce themselves and be able to tell you more about them. Michaela, tell the audience about yourself. Welcome to your show, the Farm So Hard Ambulatory Care Podcast.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. It's such a pleasure to be here, and I'm so excited about our podcast. My name is Michaela Hayes. I'm a clinical ambulatory care pharmacist, and I have a very unique role. So I work in Charlotte, North Carolina in a company that I founded called Tailored Pharmacist Services. And we implement clinical pharmacist services and independent physician's offices in the North Carolina area, Charlotte, North Carolina area. And we basically help to meet value-based care needs of these providers, improve patient outcomes, reduce provider burnout, and improve patient satisfaction. So that's a little bit about what I do as a clinical pharmacist. I'm excited to get more into details and introduce Morgan as well and what she does.
Yeah, my name is Morgan Greer. I'm a clinical ambulatory care pharmacist as well. I currently work in Richmond, Virginia. I work in kind of a multi-site clinic setting. I serve a complex care clinic, which focuses on serving patients with more like social or socioeconomic barriers, but also serving our internal medicine resident and faculty clinic. So working a lot interdisciplinary with different types of professions and different types of providers. So I'm excited to be joining the podcast as well.
So when I went through all the applications and I went through everything and I wanted to figure out people that's going to be a really good fit for us. And I saw you ladies and it was phenomenal. I think me and Michaela hit it off at first just because, hey, I heard you over here. This is something you're doing. Like, how can we work together? I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I put this together. And then seeing Morgan, I was like, okay, definitely have everything we need. Checks all the boxes. And we've all had this like interesting like mix of like living and working and training in certain areas. And it's like, oh, he's at MUSC. Like, oh, I was at MUSC. Oh, you live in Charlotte? Oh, I also live in Charlotte. So it's been like, I'm from Charlotte. So it's like, we all have these little connections and it's been really, really cool to do a lot of the back end work. But I think I want to tell people like, hey, okay, Jimmy, you guys did the Farm So Hard, like emergency medicine hospital podcast. Why are you growing a network in what is going to be this ambulatory care podcast? That's something that I really want people to hear from you ladies about. Okay, this is going to be our approach. Like, this is going to be the mission. What are we going to learn by listening to this podcast? So I think that's going to be something that we discuss for this episode. But I want to, again, if you guys have a comment on that before we get into kind of an overview of what you got, ladies, will see is the best specialty within pharmacy. Any additional comments that you want to mention about just the overview of what this podcast is going to be looking like?
Yeah, I'm really excited because I think that there's really a place in the podcast area to really talk about ambulatory care. You know, there are podcasts that talk about it and do guideline updates and things like that, but I just am excited to add an additional piece to really talk about what is ambulatory care, not only from the pharmacist perspective, but the whole like interdisciplinary healthcare team. That's what really drew me to pharmacy. That's what really drew me to ambulatory care, is working on that interdisciplinary healthcare team in the outpatient setting. But I think a lot of people just see AmCare pharmacists working in the primary care setting. And I really want to help to show all the different and versatile areas that an AmCare pharmacist can work, which Morgan and I have a lot of experience in from residency and our current positions. And then also talking about the business side of ambulatory care pharmacy and what it takes to, you know, I guess, have a, like, sustain your salary as an AmCare pharmacist working in a business where I integrate clinical pharmacist services where there may have never been a pharmacist working before. And then Morgan can speak to the more larger healthcare institution piece, and then bringing to you clinical topics like CE topics, diving into different aspects that can help bring our audience along with us on an educational journey as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts too, Morgan.
Yeah. So I think for me in particular, I wish I would have had something like this, especially when going through residency training, because my story and journey to ambulatory care was one where I loved ambulatory care, but I was kind of nervous that it was just going to be primary care. And it was because of a mentor that I had during residency training that showed me, hey, you know, there are transplant pharmacists in clinic, there's oncology clinics, women's health OBGYN clinics. There's so much more you can do within ambulatory care that's outside of primary care, although it's, of course, our bread and butter when it comes to our training. And so really kind of showing that, and I think it's multifaceted in our practice as well, as Michaela kind of talked about, is that ambulatory care is a lot of times for us more than just the clinical. It's talking about advocacy as a whole for the profession, getting us provider status on the federal level, because that leads to being able to be reimbursed fully for our services that we always provide to patients. And so really looking towards the future with that, and our job is never just the clinical role. There's also a lot of that business and kind of strategic advocacy that goes into our jobs as well.
That's phenomenal. And I think that's the one of the big things. And we've really, you guys touched on it quite a bit. I want to spend a little bit more time here kind of transitioning to that particular point. Right. So we did a little background of why we're starting this podcast. But I think the question that many people want to have, what is ambulatory care? We can talk about a lot of things of what it is and what it's not. I'm pretty sure there's some misconceptions about what it is. So, Michaela, can you tell me just straight out, tell us, let us know, what is ambulatory care?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think in pharmacy, we use this term ambulatory care to really describe practicing in outpatient medicine. That's how I describe it to my interdisciplinary colleagues. So in medicine with like MDs, they don't really say ambulatory care. They just say outpatient medicine. So when I think AmCare, I think practicing in an outpatient setting. And when you first think of outpatient medicine, really in my mind, I think primary care. And that's what I thought when I went into residency, is that I was going to have a lot of primary care, ambulatory care experiences, but really it expands way beyond just primary care. In residency, my first year of residency at Wake Forest Baptist Health, I worked in a lot of different primary care settings. And I like to say I was baptized by fire in primary care. So I worked in different clinics that had different patient populations that they served, maybe underserved patient populations. Maybe there was a pharmacist-run chronic disease state management clinic where we saw patients for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, smoking cessation, and more. And then when I went to my second year in ambulatory care residency at Duke University Hospital, I was working in specialty outpatient clinics from neurology, infectious disease, geriatrics, transitions of care, inpatient outpatient heart transplant, even just very unique ambulatory care experiences. And that's what I want to bring to our audiences. You know, we can talk about ambulatory care, which is outpatient medicine, and that just means any outpatient medicine setting.
Perfect. Okay, Morgan, tell me what you think. What is ambulatory care for you?
Yep. So the way I like to explain it, especially to people in my life that are not in, you know, pharmacy or medicine, is that there's kind of two sides to ambulatory care. One side is more of the independent, more autonomous practice, where that's usually done under a collaborative practice agreement, which most states here in the U.S. Have legislation that permits pharmacists to practice that way. And so it's an agreement between yourself and usually a physician that allows you to essentially kind of practice under their license, make medication adjustments, order labs, different things during an independent visit. So you're acting in the role of most likely what would be viewed as like a mid-level provider. But then also there's a lot of times where we practice more collaboratively. And so with my experience, I've done both. For example, when I did my training at MUSC for my PGY2, we had both of those practices. So typically in primary care, we would have patients referred to us for a variety of disease state managements, whether that be hypertension or diabetes. But then in our more like specialty clinics, like heart failure or transplant, it was more of a collaborative role. So in every single visit, the patient would not only see their primary provider, but they would also see the pharmacist for adherence or any kind of medication adjustments or recommendations that we could make, any questions that the patient had as well about like drug interactions. We would get supplement questions a lot in transplant, especially because there's a lot of drug interactions with those medications. And so kind of working in those two different roles and sometimes working in a blended role, which is what I do now in my own clinical practice.
That's great. Cause I think we think of it as being just one thing. And I think ambulatory care is a definitely interesting term to use. Was it like family medicine? Is it internal medicine? Like what medicine is it? But I think it's basically going to be a combination of all the things outpatient. So that seems to make sense for me. Right. So Michaela, there's a ton of great things about ambulatory care. And I'm pretty sure that after you've gotten to it for a little second, you realize that there are some struggles, some challenges that we need some work on and some challenges as far as from an integration perspective. Can you tell us a little bit more about that from the ambulatory care side of things?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jimmy. I think from a perspective of how I practice in my business, integrating into clinical practices, especially independent physicians' offices, a lot of people in medicine don't really know what an ambulatory care pharmacist is. They don't know even about a clinical pharmacist. And I know myself, before I got into pharmacy, I was unaware that the possibilities were endless for clinical pharmacists in inpatient and outpatient spaces. But I think the most difficult barrier is really being recognized as a clinician by the other healthcare providers in our space. So a lot of my job going into these different independent physicians' offices is letting them know, hey, or able to work in a collaborative practice agreement, or as me as a clinical pharmacist practitioner to be able to independently manage these patients and improve their patient outcomes and their different chronic disease states, and just making them aware of the abilities, the value, and the different things that clinical pharmacists, especially ambulatory care pharmacists, can offer in the outpatient space is a large barrier that I deal with every single day. And I don't mind dealing with it. I actually love advocating for our ambulatory care pharmacists, but I think there's a huge need for us to be more vocal in the entire interdisciplinary healthcare space to let everyone know what clinical pharmacists are, what we can do, how we can add a different dynamic to that healthcare piece in the outpatient setting to really improve patient outcomes and help our providers provide better patients for their patient panel that they have.
You got anything to add to that, Morgan? Because again, I think it's going to be really unique for you too, because you have different backgrounds and different practice settings. So what's your thoughts on the integration challenges for pharmacists and ambulatory care?
Yeah, I think for me, it's kind of a double-edged sword when it comes to AM care. Is there's a great creativity component to it. And any clinic that you go to, especially if they've never had a pharmacist working in a clinic before, you really get to design your own position and what you want out of it. And so earlier I talked about kind of like those two different ways of practicing, more autonomously and independent, and then also more collaboratively. And so do you want one versus the other? Do you want a mix of both? That's something you have to determine based on your own personal view for your clinical practice, but then also the needs of those patients and the providers that you're working with and all those different components. And so I think that also ties really well into, you know, provider status. And you almost kind of, in a way, as an ambulatory care pharmacist, kind of have to prove yourself and let people get comfortable with you, because you are making clinical recommendations that they're going to take for what they are, and they have to build that trust in you. And sometimes that takes time. So for me, coming into a new position after residency training, that was something that I had to be very patient about. So it's a growing curve that is still going to have to be, you know, walked through every time you go into a new clinic. And maybe some other professions don't have to deal with that as much. But for ambulatory care, we're always looking for ways to be kind of given that respect as the medication expert and really fight for our place in the clinic to show all the different ways in which we can contribute to patient care.
It's going to be great. And I think this is something that's going to really set the stage for what this is about. This is a platform to allow people to come in and share their different perspectives and being able to dive deeper, and really another way to advocate for the profession in a different route. I think that we can always say, oh, if we just have one big organization, everything will be great and we'll be able to focus on all components of pharmacy. But we all know that, you know, it works when a lot of people are hitting these problems from their perspective. So this is going to be exciting. And I don't want to make the first episode too long because I want people to realize that this is going to be for the long run. So we're going to get you a little dose of this, you know, go ahead and get your loading dose in and we'll check your levels in a couple of weeks to see how you're doing and give you another dose of this farm so hard. So I want to kind of recap. So Michaela, what's kind of the recap from this episode from your perspective, as far as like, again, just what this podcast platform is going to be, kind of AmCare as a whole and some of the integration challenges that we have from your perspective?
Yeah, a recap for what this pharmacy podcast is going to be about is just bringing awareness of the ambulatory care space, and not only from a pharmacist perspective, but from the interdisciplinary care team's perspective, you know, being able to provide content that's helpful for all, and then bringing in clinical pieces, you know, providing continuing education for pharmacists and other healthcare providers, and then bringing awareness to the clinical and business aspects of ambulatory care as well. As far as the integration barriers that we touched on, it's really just bringing awareness to what ambulatory care clinical pharmacists can do and how we can help support our patients and our healthcare teams.
Thanks for that. Morgan, what do you have for kind of the closing thoughts of all of this?
Yeah, I think for my perspective on the podcast is just, you're going to learn a new thing every single day that an ambulatory care pharmacist does that you probably didn't know about before. And you're going to be consistently surprised with the different areas that we're in and just kind of all the different facets that we deal with in our jobs, and that it's never just going to be clinical care. There's a lot of different things that we contribute to on, you know, an advocacy level, a billing and a professional level, interdisciplinary, and that me and Michaela are going to use our own personal experiences to try to help not only currently practicing pharmacists, but I think really looking to the future of pharmacy as well. Any students, any current residents, maybe looking for ambulatory care and thinking like, oh, it's just primary care. I don't want to pigeonhole myself within just, you know, diabetes and hypertension for the rest of my career. That there's actually so much more to ambulatory care. And I hope that you learn that through this.
Perfect. So I thank you ladies for starting this with me. And again, most of you guys that hears me on the main podcast, the EM podcast, I should say, again, we're going to be putting this on both of those. So what I need everyone to do is to, whatever you're listening to this on, you be able to say, okay, I know Farm So Hard and I know someone who works in AmCare. Maybe I should send this episode to them. So go ahead and send this episode to them so they can know what it is. Definitely subscribe to us. That helps out a lot. Like it, review all these things. Where will this podcast be living? Everywhere. If you're an iPhone user, it's going to be very, very easy. And most of the people that we know have iPhones. So you go to Apple Podcasts and you just click that and type Farm So Hard AmCare. It's going to be there. If you're a Spotify person, if you're going to be a Stitcher person, if you say, I can't do that, it's too hard, I only listen to YouTube. Guess what? We're going to be one of your favorite podcasts on YouTube as well. So again, this is going to be something that's going to be great for everyone. Farmsoheart.com is where you can find us on the web. You're going to see AmCare logo sitting right there. And that's going to be where you can get the latest and the greatest and follow these ladies. So again, if you want to, definitely just do all those things, but please, send this to someone who you love. Send this to someone in the AmCare space. Ladies, do you have any final closing out, just things that you want the listeners to do as we start this new journey together?
Maybe just reach out and touch on any topics or questions that you have that you'd like us to cover. And we love any feedback or any kind of love you want to send our way, send it our way, please.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Excited for the long-term journey that this is going to bring and all the different spaces we're going to touch.
Perfect. Well, again, this will be the last time you probably hear me starting and closing the episode from this side, because we have the people that are going to be the experts in this space. So we thankful for everyone for joining this podcast and for listening. Definitely send this out to everyone. And I'm going to close out the way that I usually close out most of the episodes, guys. Yeah, you don't have to work in the ED. You don't have to work in the AmCare space. But everything you do, make sure you farm so hard.